My mornings are chaos. I need coffee that works as hard as I do. That's why I drink Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's rich, delicious coffee boosted with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics. Everything I need for focus and balance, ready in 30 seconds. The Black Friday sale is on. Get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Plus, enter for a chance to win $100 cash or get your entire order refunded. Visit everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
The Wallerton Gnomes refers to a local legend from Wallerton Park, Nottingham, in the UK. In 1979, a group of schoolchildren claimed to have encountered small, gnome-like creatures while playing in the park. These gnomes were reportedly seen driving small cars and behaving mischievously. The event is often discussed in the context of paranormal phenomena and urban legends, as the children gave detailed accounts of their experience. Though there is no physical evidence to support their claims, this story has become a well-known folklore in the area, and it occasionally resurfaces in discussions about mysterious sightings and strange encounters. The Wallerton Gnomes incident is one of the more peculiar and intriguing modern-day folklore stories from the UK, particularly because of the specificity of the witnesses' accounts, primarily a group of children. In September 1979, a group of six children, ranging in age from 8 to 10, were playing near Wallerton Park, Nottingham. They reported seeing a group of small humanoid figures, which they later described as gnomes. What makes their account remarkable is the unusual level of detail the children provided about the encounter. The gnomes were described as being about 1 foot tall. They wore colourful clothing resembling traditional depictions of gnomes with pointed hats, beards, and wide belts. The gnomes were playful and mischievous. They did not seem to take notice of the children at first, but carried on with their activities. Perhaps the most unique aspect of the encounter was that the gnomes were seen driving around in tiny cars. The cars were described as small, bubble-like vehicles that moved without any apparent source of power, zipping around silently and effortlessly over the grass. The children said the gnomes would often drive recklessly, zigzagging and even seemingly chasing one another. The children claimed they followed the gnomes for about 15 minutes, watching as the creatures drove their cars around a small hill in the park. The gnomes apparently took no notice of the children, who were both frightened and fascinated by what they were seeing. According to the children's accounts, the gnomes occasionally emerged from their cars, moved around on foot for a brief moment, and then returned to their cars to continue driving. After the encounter, the children returned home and told their parents about the strange event. At first, their stories were dismissed as fantasy or an overactive imagination, but when each child consistently recounted the same details independently, the story gained some local attention. The children's detailed and consistent accounts led to an informal investigation by local residents, but no physical evidence of the gnomes or their vehicles was ever found. Despite being interviewed separately, the children all gave remarkably similar descriptions of the gnomes, their cars, and the events of that day. The sighting reportedly lasted around 15 minutes, which is unusually long for most paranormal sightings. Although initially startled, the children were not terrified, but more curious and amazed by what they saw. The vehicles in particular were a point of fascination for those who heard the story. The children described the cars as small, open-topped, and somewhat bubble-like in appearance, though they seemed to defy logic by moving without visible means of propulsion. The story of the Wallerton gnomes has been retold in paranormal books and television shows, often cited as one of the most peculiar and well-documented fairy or gnome sightings in modern times. It falls into a broader category of folklore about little people that exists in many cultures, from fairies in Celtic traditions to similar creatures in other parts of the world. Many paranormal researchers have speculated that the children might have experienced some sort of shared hallucination or visionary experience, while skeptics argue that it was simply a case of childhood imagination run wild, possibly influenced by fairy tales or gnome imagery popular at the time. The Wallerton gnome story remains a popular legend in Nottingham and has been featured in various books about local legends and mysterious encounters. Despite the skepticism surrounding the event, the children's accounts have never been fully debunked, and the story continues to fascinate those interested in the paranormal. Several theories have been proposed to explain the Wallerton gnome's sighting, ranging from the mundane to the supernatural. It could have been a case of children creating an imaginative story after spending time in the park, drawing from local folklore and fairy tales. Some researchers have suggested that the children might have experienced a shared hallucination, perhaps triggered by environmental factors, though this remains speculative. In some paranormal circles, it is believed that folklore creatures like gnomes or fairies can occasionally manifest in the real world, especially to those who believe in them or are susceptible to such experiences. Skeptics argue that the children might have misinterpreted something ordinary, like small animals or distant objects, and embellished the details over time. Despite various efforts to explain it, the Wallerton gnome sighting remains a strange and unexplained part of Nottingham's local history. Wallerton Park and its surrounding areas, including Nottingham, have a rich history of paranormal activity and strange occurrences, much like the famous Wallerton gnomes incident. Wallerton Hall, an impressive Elizabethan mansion built in the late 16th century and located within Wallerton Park, has long been associated with ghostly activity. Many visitors and staff have reported strange sightings and eerie occurrences over the years. One of the most frequently cited apparitions is that of a woman dressed in white. She is often seen wandering the upper corridors of the hall and is believed to be the spirit of a former resident. Some suggest she is the ghost of Lady Middleton, who lived at the hall during the 17th century. Another recurring figure is the apparition of a butler, reportedly seen in the kitchen or servant areas of the hall. Some accounts say the figure is seen performing tasks or walking through the hall in a manner that suggests he is still on duty. During the English Civil War, Nottingham was a site of significant conflict, and many buildings in the area are said to be haunted by the spirits of soldiers and other historical figures. One of the most famous accounts involves the spirit of King Charles I. According to legend, he stayed in Nottingham Castle before raising his standard to start the Civil War in 1642. Some believe his ghost lingers in the area, and there have been several sightings of a regal figure, dressed in royal attire, wandering the grounds. Nottingham Castle, just a short distance from Wallerton Park, is another hotspot for paranormal activity. Built in the Middle Ages and the site of numerous battles and historical events, it has gained a reputation for being haunted. Mortimer, the first Earl of March, was captured and executed at Nottingham Castle in 1330 after a dramatic coup by King Edward III. His ghost is said to haunt the castle's dungeons, and visitors have reported seeing his apparition and hearing screams or rattling chains. During the 18th century, the castle's underground tunnels were supposedly used by a young drummer boy to communicate between different parts of the stronghold. The boy is said to have been murdered in these tunnels, and his ghost has reportedly been heard drumming beneath the castle grounds. Located in the Lace Market area of Nottingham, the National Justice Museum, formerly known as the Galleries of Justice, is infamous for its dark history and reported paranormal activity. The building served as a courthouse, prison and execution site from the 14th century to the early 20th century. Many claim that the spirits of former prisoners, judges and even executioners linger in the building. Numerous visitors have reported seeing shadowy figures or full-bodied apparitions wandering the old courtrooms and prison cells. One of the most notorious figures associated with the museum is that of the executioner, whose spirit is said to haunt the building. Visitors have reported feeling a malevolent presence, particularly near the gallows. The museum is known for cold spots, sudden drafts, and the sound of footsteps in empty corridors. Some have also reported hearing disembodied voices or sobbing, particularly in the prison's old cells. Ye Old Trip to Jerusalem is one of the oldest pubs in England, dating back to 1189, and it is believed to be haunted by several spirits. Built into the caves beneath Nottingham Castle, the pub has a long history of paranormal activity. One of the pub's strangest features is a model of a galleon ship encased in glass. It is said to be cursed, as several people who cleaned or touched the model reportedly fell ill or died shortly afterward. As a result, the pub owners decided to leave it untouched. Staff and patrons have reported objects being moved or thrown across the room, particularly in the upper floors of the pub. There are also accounts of glasses falling off shelves with no apparent cause. Some visitors have reported seeing figures dressed in old-fashioned clothing wandering the pub's dark corners. These figures are often described as fleeting, vanishing as quickly as they appear. A lesser-known but still intriguing haunting is associated with a house on Maid Marian Way in Nottingham. In the 1970s, a family living in one of the buildings along this street reported a series of strange events. The family claimed to have seen shadowy figures in their home, particularly in the kitchen and upstairs bedrooms. They frequently heard banging sounds, footsteps, and even voices when no one else was present. Objects were reportedly moved or thrown by unseen forces, and the family even experienced doors slamming shut by themselves. This haunting gained local attention, but much like other paranormal cases, it was never conclusively explained. There have been a few other gnome sightings in the UK and similar stories that seem to parallel the strange events in Wallerton. Although not as widely publicised as the original incident, these additional accounts add to the folklore surrounding gnome sightings in the region. A lesser-known gnome sighting occurred in 1937 when a woman named Margaret, then a child, claimed to have seen small figures while walking through a wooded area near her home, also in Nottinghamshire. Margaret's account bears striking similarities to the 1979 Wallerton gnome sighting. Margaret described the creatures as small, dressed in bright red or green clothing with pointy hats. They appeared to be running and moving with agility. She also noted that the gnomes seemed mischievous as they giggled and moved between trees, seemingly playing a game. Like many such encounters, the gnomes disappeared without a trace, vanishing when she tried to approach them. Margaret didn't speak much about her experience until years later, as she was afraid people would not believe her. Another interesting account came from a cyclist who was riding near Colwick Woods, Nottingham, in 1987. The cyclist reported seeing a group of small figures running alongside a hedgerow. He described them being around 2 feet or 60 centimeters tall with brightly colored clothing, much like the gnomes described by the children in Wallerton Park. These figures were said to be running at an unnatural speed and disappeared into the undergrowth as soon as the cyclist slowed down to observe them. Although this account was brief, it bore similarities to the 1979 Wallerton gnome sighting in terms of the creature's size, clothing, and ability to move quickly. In Shropshire, another account of gnome-like beings surfaced in 1972 when a man walking in the Wrekin Hills reported seeing three small figures standing on a hill. These figures were described as having pointed hats, beards, and strange old-fashioned clothing. They stood silently, watching the man as he passed by. Unlike the Wallerton gnomes, these figures did not interact or play, but instead remained motionless, observing the man. When he looked back, they had disappeared. In the 1990s, several reports of fairy-like creatures, often described as gnome-like, were made in Devon, England. These sightings were linked to the long-standing tradition of fairy folklore in the area, but many witnesses described figures more akin to gnomes. They were small, with pointed hats and clothing resembling 18th century attire. Some witnesses even describe these beings as having a mischievous demeanor. In a few cases, witnesses claim that the creatures seemed aware of their presence, either smiling at them or quickly disappearing into the woods. Another peculiar gnome encounter occurred in Somerset in the late 1990s. A young couple camping near the Mendip Hills reported seeing small, humanoid figures in the distance near the tree line at dusk. The figures were roughly a foot tall and were dressed in bright clothing, similar to traditional gnome depictions. The couple described the figures as moving quickly and even appearing to communicate with each other through gestures. They only saw them for a brief moment before the figures disappeared into the woods. Gnome sightings, like those reported in Wallerton Park and across the UK, remind us of the deep, mysterious connection between folklore and the modern world. Whether these tales are the result of overactive imaginations, shared hallucinations, or glimpses into something beyond our understanding, they persist in capturing our curiosity. The consistency in the descriptions of these small, mischievous figures, dressed in bright clothing and behaving in playful, almost otherworldly ways, points to a long-standing tradition of the little people in human consciousness. Are these stories simply reflections of ancient folklore deeply embedded in our culture, or could they be something more? Perhaps, as with so many paranormal encounters, the truth lies somewhere between belief and disbelief. A reminder that there are still mysteries in this world that we can't fully explain. What's particularly fascinating about gnome encounters is the innocence and wonder with which they are often reported. Many of the witnesses are children or everyday people simply going about their lives, yet their experiences seem to pull back the veil on a hidden world of magical beings, if only for a fleeting moment. These sightings leave us with questions. Who or what are these creatures? Why do they appear? And why do they vanish just as quickly, leaving no trace? In the end, whether you believe in gnomes or not, their presence in the realm of folklore and unexplained encounters adds another layer of enchantment to the world around us.